Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon each and every day on your way home. Text line always open, 850-437-1620. Always appreciate your text as well, whether it be anything we're talking about, news tips, traffic tips. We certainly appreciate it. Both Gracie and I coming off relaxing weekends. Plenty of football for me. Gracie, not so much for you, I would imagine. But did you catch anything? Maybe a little bit of the Chiefs game? Wondering if Taylor Swift was in attendance? Or
I didn't. I did see like some clips, I guess.
Yeah.
But no, really nothing. I watched the Arsenal game.
Arsenal game, yes.
Which
you were
kind of
obligated to do that. Today is National Cheeseburger Day. Congrats and happy celebrations to all of you that are taking part in that. I tried to this afternoon, but didn't have any success in the drive-thru. So took a little too long, couldn't wait around. And so we'll have to see about later on. Weather looks absolutely great over the next few days here. Plenty of sunshine, nothing in the sky. And the overnight temperatures look pretty good as well. 5:11 here at News Radio 92.3. We start, as we always do, with our top three stories. And we start with L.A. County, where an arrest made today in the shooting death of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy. On Saturday evening, Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrumer was found in his patrol car with gunshots. Today, Kevin Salazar was arrested at a home after a barricade situation. Tear gas was deployed as well.
Community members came forward with information which led homicide detectives to identify the suspect and the vehicle used in the murder of Deputy Klink and Brumer.
So that is the sheriff there. The sheriff's office does not know if the deputy was targeted or killed just because he was a law enforcement officer.
Also, the president of the UAW says that there hasn't been much progress in talks with the big three automakers.
It's a shame that the companies didn't take our advice and get down to business from the beginning of bargaining back in mid-July.
Sean Fain says that the fight is about the CEOs making millions off the backs of low-paid workers. Almost 13,000 workers are now on strike.
And finally, five Americans on their way home after being imprisoned in Iran.
The freedom of these Americans for so long, unjustly imprisoned and detained in Iran, means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
And Antony Blinken there, the U.S. agreed to a deal that will give the country access to $6 billion of its own oil revenue that had been frozen through sanctions. The U.S. says there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the money. And I've seen a lot of Republicans kind of outspoken on this one, saying, well, why wouldn't this just lead to other hostile countries just detaining more and more Americans in order to get frozen funds back, whether that is actually their money or the U.S.'s money there? I definitely see that argument of it. Just shy of 5:15, we'll get our first check of the roads and our weather this hour.
Well, roads are looking pretty good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as Highway 90 in Milton and Pace also running smoothly. If you do see something on the roads, make sure to give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to have another beautiful day coming up tomorrow as well. We have sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 88. Mostly clear skies tonight and a low at 67. It's 89 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. And this traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast, and you can call them today for your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
All right, taking a look at our local headlines today. We'll start in Pensacola here, where police urging parents to keep their guns locked up. This after a three-year-old child reportedly shot himself yesterday after finding a loaded gun in his parents' bedroom.
We hate to see children getting hurt, especially for something like this that may be and could be prevented by storing your firearm safely.
Officer Greg Gordon there. That happening at an apartment on Scenic Highway. The children, child's parents did rush him to the hospital. He's expected to be okay. Parents are cooperating with the investigation. No word if there will be any charges stemming from this. A former preacher in Milton will spend 60 years in federal prison for committing child sex crimes in Fiji. FDLE announcing that today. 42-year-old Jason Moore, back in February, was pleaded guilty to two counts of illicit sexual conduct in foreign places. The alleged, or the incidents rather, took place between March of 2013 and February 2016, and the FDLE says the crimes happened while Moore was working as a preacher on missionary trips in the country. Over in Mobile today, 23-year-old Thomas Earl Thomas sentenced on federal charges stemming from that deadly shooting on New Year's Eve in downtown Mobile there. Pleaded guilty back in April to shooting an illegal 40 Glock pistol that had a Glock switch. On New Year's Eve, Thomas fired the weapon into a group of people and it led to one death and nine injuries. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison by a U.S. district judge. Thomas still facing multiple charges, including intentional murder, first-degree assault in Mobile County District Court as well. From the PNJ, Pensacola's Bay Bluffs Park will remain closed indefinitely. Much of the existing boardwalk will have to be demolished due to a lack of maintenance from the city over the years, and it would reportedly cost in the low six figures just for an assessment of what needs to be demolished, and the actual restoration of the boardwalk system could be over $1 million. Mayor Reeves tells the PNJ the city will be looking for funding options, including grants. Also, an indictment handed down for the Pensacola man accused in the fatal shooting at O'Reilly's Uptown Bar back in July. That's 22-year-old Trevor Vanderhall, was indicted on Friday on first-degree premeditated murder in the death of 19-year-old Marlon Jarvis. Also, the Sanger Theater says that the U.S. Navy's Jazz Ensemble will be performing a free concert next month. That'll be Tuesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. It features the Navy band Commodores, 19 top jazz and big band musicians. So, as I said, it is a free concert, but you do have to get tickets beforehand, and the free general admission tickets can be picked up at the Sanger Theater box office Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. That's a look at what's happening here locally. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan free.
That's right, loan free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. while others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport, the sleek compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats 7 passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join us Wednesday for a special Foo Foo Fest edition of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Joining us will be Therese Felt McKenzie, the chair of the Pensacola Foo Foo Festival, Nicholas Stacey, the curator, and Robbie Schrock, the public relations liaison. The 10th anniversary of Pensacola's Foo Foo Fest is coming up soon, and you can get all the details on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Wednesday at 10:30. Pensacola's Foo Foo Festival. Bigger, funnier, artier.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
A few texts on this here in local news last segment. We're talking about the Navy Jazz Ensemble. So according to the Sanger Theater, it's a free concert once again Tuesday, October 24th at 7 o'clock. That is the date for the concert. And the Sanger says it is free. You do have to get tickets beforehand. So the box office is open Monday through Friday, 10 to 4:30. So according to the Sanger, you just show up, you get tickets there. I will go back and look. I do not believe there was any sort of limit as to how many tickets you could get here. I'm going to go back and look real quick, but should be a really good show. So, I mean, my wife would love the swing era. She's big on that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, 19 top jazz and big band musicians there. Yeah, I'm not seeing any sort of limits or any other specifications here, but again, tickets, I would imagine, as long as supplies last here, Monday through Friday, Sanger Theater box office, 10 to 4:30 each day. So yeah, that's it. So that was all the information we had, but I had a lot of people asking for just a repeat or more information on that. So that is what I have. Again, that is October 24th, 7 o'clock, the Navy Jazz Band. Free tickets available at the Sanger Theater. So very cool there. 525, we'll get a check of the roads and our weather here.
Well, the roadways are looking pretty good right now with I-10, I-110 not showing any major slowdowns, as well as 29 and 90 also looking good. We do have an accident on 98. If you're leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, there is an accident in the eastbound direction right off of Crean Cove Boulevard. So that's right near Gulf Breeze Marine Services. So expect some slowdowns right there. But other than that, we're looking pretty good. If you do see anything else on the roads, give a call to 850-262-6111. For weather, we are going to get an update from Alan Strum on WEAR.
Beautiful weather continues across the Gulf Coast. Overnight, lows will be falling down into the 60s, all clear in the sky. So a nice morning Tuesday, and then the day will be sunny with highs in the upper 80s. A look ahead shows that later in the week, we might have a chance for a pop-up shower or storm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. So online sports betting in Florida could have started back up today, but looks like it'll have to wait. Last week, a D.C. Circuit Court denied a request for a rehearing on whether giving the Seminole Tribe complete control of sports betting violated federal law. Today, however, an appeal was filed with the U.S. Supreme Court. So after that denial last week, there was thinking was that the Seminole Tribe would announce today that online sports betting was back up and running here in Florida. But obviously, with the appeal to the Supreme Court, that is now on hold.
Also in Central Florida at Disney World, parts of Disney World were temporarily closed after a bear was spotted at the park. So Florida Fish and Wildlife were called and ended up capturing the bear in the backstage area near the Magic Kingdom's Frontierland. So it was most likely looking for food for the winter, the bear was, and the bear is going to be relocated to a nearby national forest.
I remember talking about this a few months ago, I think, but there's the largest cruise ship ever, right? Mm-hmm. It's setting sail from South Florida next year, and Royal Caribbean is already accepting bookings for the Icon of the Seas due to high demand. Travelers can reserve a 7-night trip on board the 20-deck high ship. It'll be able to take 7,600 passengers to places like the Dominican Republic, San Juan, and Puerto Rico. It'll set sail from Miami on January 27th.
Ooh. Also, forecasters are watching a system brewing off of Florida's east coast. The National Hurricane Center says that the subtropical low could form off the coast of the Atlantic coast later this week as it moves towards the north. So potential impacts for here in northwest Florida could include heavy rain, beach erosion, tough surf and rip currents. The current system does have about a 30% chance of developing.
Yeah, Florida lawmakers already designated who would be the next House Speaker.
Members, we're in danger of becoming a conveyor belt, passing along every bill, funding every project without ever stopping, thinking, and questioning, is this the appropriate use of our power?
That's Daniel Perez, the son of Cuban immigrants. He's been formally designated to take over for Paul Renner. That's assuming he wins re-election next November and the GOP maintains control.
Also, the Tampa Bay Rays are set to announce a new plans for the stadium they want to build in downtown St. Petersburg, and the announcement is set to be made tomorrow.
So this isn't just like, hey, we're gonna renovate a baseball stadium and just take this one and we're going to put another one across the street. No, this is going to be an entire renovation of downtown. It's going to look completely different, and it's going to be almost a new way of life for people down there in the St. Pete area.
According to the Tampa Bay Times, the 30,000-seat domed ballpark is going to go near the current Tropicana Field and cost around $1.2 billion.
Well, I think this is the way it should be done, where you don't just have a stadium just plopped in downtown, but you kind of build that town center aspect of it. Not to say that Tampa and Atlanta are anything close in terms of baseball towns, but we've seen how successful the Braves are with the Truist Park and also just all of the development that we've seen around Truist Park there. So Tampa definitely going about this the right way in terms of not only getting people downtown for a game, but also keeping them downtown for, just a night on the town, different nightlife aspects of that. So I'd like to see that. Not a Rays fan, but I know people who are, so this would be certainly welcome there. As otherwise, the Rays probably are not long for Tampa. 529 here, we'll get a real quick look at some headlines here nationally. So Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he's abolished the Senate's informal dress code. That went effective today. Hunter Biden suing the IRS, alleging IRS agents illegally disclosed his tax return information during TV interviews as well as testimony before Congress. The missing fighter jet over in North Carolina is still missing, apparently. So a Marine Corps pilot ejected from an F-35B following a mishap made it to the ground safely in North Charleston, South Carolina. So officials have been searching an area north of Joint Base Charleston. Illinois, officially now the first state in the nation to do away with cash bail. That started today, eliminating for the majority of criminal defendants awaiting trial. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton found not guilty of charges that he had abused the power of his office. That vote came down. over the weekend. 5:30 now, Fox News Update is coming up, and after that, Your Money Now, brought to you by AlphaStar Wealth Management. Remember, it's not about what you make, it's about what you get to keep. AlphaStar Wealth Management, your prosperity is their priority. Monday Night Football picks coming up.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. There's still no resolution as nearly 13,000 members of the United Auto Workers Union hit the picket lines for a fourth day.
We're asking for a fair pay and, you know, future security as a UAW employee for the long term.
Contract negotiations have stalled between the union and Detroit's big three automakers. Workers want a 36% pay raise. The son of notorious drug lord El Chapo Guzman making his first court appearance in the U.S.
Ovidio Guzman Lopez was extradited Friday from Mexico and Monday made his first court appearance before a federal judge in Chicago. One indictment against him accuses him and his brothers, known as El Chapitos, Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's sons, of trafficking in a variety of drugs, including cocaine and methamphetamine, into Chicago.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Frank Miller with Your Money Now. Well, five American citizens that were wrongfully detained by the Iranian regime have now landed back home in the United States, part of a prisoner transfer deal with Iran. As part of that deal, Washington is agreeing to transfer $6 billion worth of frozen Iranian assets, and the U.S. will also release five Iranians that had been jailed in the United States. Critics are accusing the president, though, of paying ransom to a known state sponsor of terrorism. Meanwhile, National Security spokesman John Kirby defends the arrangement, saying that there will be rigid restrictions on Iran's ability to use the funds. Well, today, Monday, September 18th, is National Cheeseburger Day, and you may want to pull into your favorite drive-thru for some deals on the burgers. McDonald's is selling double cheeseburgers for 50 cents, but you have to place the order through the McDonald's app. Meanwhile, if you're an Applebee's fan, you can get a cheeseburger there with some fries for $8.99. Or if you prefer Wendy's, you can get a junior bacon cheeseburger for just 1 cent today through Friday, but again, you have to order through the app. On Wall Street, stocks finished flat. That's Your Money Now.
What will be your legacy? Remember, it's not about what you make. It's about what you get to keep and enjoy in retirement and eventually pass along to the folks you love. AlphaStar Wealth Management is committed to putting you first. They're committed to building a retirement plan that fits your needs and objectives and to help guide you through the market's highs and lows and life's unforeseen challenges. Visit AlphaStarWealth.com or call 850-437-3127. AlphaStar Wealth Management. Your prosperity is their priority.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782, that's 477-8782, and like us on Facebook.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Andrew Perloff with the CBS Sports Minute. The Cowboys defense has started off the season looking like the 85 Bears combined with the doomsday defense the Cowboys had in the 70s. Their star Micah Parsons looks like the next Lawrence Taylor. But they've done it against the Giants and Jets. Next week is the Cardinals. Three teams will likely have losing records. The true measure of this defense won't come until week 5 against San Francisco. That's when we'll know if they're very good or if, in fact, this is one of the great defenses in NFL history. I'm Andrew Perloff.
CBS.
Snap into action this NFL season with FanDuel, America's number one sports book. Right now, new customers get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be president of a state where lawful to wager, must be 21 plus and president in select states. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino LLC. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG. Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona. 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana. 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. Local programming from 5 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Expert Panel. Local programming from 4 to 7 p.m. with Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie. And local programming at night with a simulcast of WEAR-TV News. Live and local with News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're enjoying the start to your week. Beautiful week we're going to have here in Northwest Florida. So hopefully you're soaking in the awesome weather. We're going to get a real quick look at traffic and weather in just a sec here. First, let me tell you about what's going on at the end of the month. So Fiesta Pensacola Seafoods Festival is coming up. It's going to be Friday, September 29th through October 1st, and you can savor delicious seafood, enjoy various musical acts, and immerse yourself in the historic downtown Pensacola during the annual Pensacola Seafood Festival, which is produced by Fiesta Pensacola. This fiesta and festival is one of the largest arts and crafts fair in Northwest Florida and has more than 150 artisans and craftsmen who travel from around the country to participate. You can find out all the information about Seafood Fest at newsradio923.com. So taking a look at our roads and weather, we do still have an accident on 98. If you're leaving Pensacola leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point, you're still going to see a small patch of traffic. We had a small accident right off of Crane Cove Boulevard is where you'll see those slowdowns start, and it clears up right after that. But other than that, we're looking good with no slowdowns to report. But if you do see something on the road delaying you or see an accident and have some details, give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. We do have beautiful weather all throughout the rest of this evening and into tomorrow. Tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 88. No chances of rain. Mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 67. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thank you very much. By the way, Gracie did find in the Sanger Theater website that there is a 4-ticket limit for the Navy Jazz Ensemble.
Okay.
So
perfect.
Is that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yep. So there it is. All right. Let's move on. We have our sports headlines. And of course, tonight is Monday Night Football. Not one, but two Monday Night Football games overlapping, one on ABC, the other on ESPN. Starting things off, Gracie, 6:15. The New Orleans Saints, owners of a 1-0 record, going on the road for the first time this year, taking on the first overall pick, Bryce Young, and the Carolina Panthers. Where do you see this one going?
I feel like I have to choose the Saints because, like, that's what everyone here loves, but I have no connection to the Saints. So I'm going to say Carolina.
Ooh.
Because blue and black looks awesome, and I like Charlotte. So
I like
I don't
it.
Care about the Saints. I'm going to go Carolina.
You got a score in mind?
I'm going to say 33-21.
All right. Very nice. I love the colors there. I love, like, you know, hey, you just have a more of an affinity with Charlotte as opposed to New Orleans. So I love the heavy duty prognostication there. I will be a little bit more ingrained to the actual football product, and while I am excited to see how Bryce Young does in this game, I am a big Chris Olave guy. I have him on my fantasy team, need him to come through for me. I liked the connection that he had with Derek Carr last week, so I'm expecting to see a little bit more of that. Saints, a 3-point road favorite tonight. I think they will get it done, and they will beat the Carolina Panthers, covering the spread. I'm going to say 27-20.
Okay.
Saints over the Panthers. 7:15 on ABC, we'll get the Cleveland Browns coming off of an impressive win against the Cincinnati Bengals, going on the road to Pittsburgh, a place where they rarely, if ever, do well. But they are favored against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers having just an awful loss against the San Francisco 49ers a week ago. But they're at home, and they are, the Browns are a 2-point favorite on the road. So this one's pretty much a toss-up. What do you think?
Well, I was going to say Steelers, but now if the Browns are favored, I guess I'll just I'm going to stick with the Steelers.
All right.
Just because I feel like the Browns, you know, are not going to do good on the road. So I'll say the Steelers are going to win, and it's going to be 21-14.
21-14. I like it. Nice low-scoring slobber knocker.
Yeah.
I'm going to actually kind of go to what you would do, your sort of analysis on this one. I am saying that the Cleveland Browns will win. They will win by a field goal, because the uniforms that they are wearing tonight are absolutely nasty in a good way.
Ooh.
They're wearing their all-white throwback uniforms from the Otto Graham days. They got the white helmets, the white tops, the white pants. They're going to look absolutely fly tonight. So I'm going to say Browns win. I'm also going to say it's a low-scoring slobber knocker. Let's go 23-20. Browns over the Steelers tonight. So
I like it.
Both of us picking the opposite teams.
I like that too, yeah.
So that'll be interesting to see what happens there. Couple quick NFL notes from the weekend here. The Giants say that Saquon Barkley, star running back, is out for 3 weeks due to an ankle sprain, and the Bengals are not sure if Joe Burrow will be able to play next Monday night against the Rams because he aggravated his calf injury that he suffered during training camp. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Bengals 0-2. You don't want to start 0-3, and not having Joe Burrow for that game would not be a good thing. So I'm sure the Bengals and Joe Burrow will be doing everything he can to play on Monday night. 5:43 here on News Radio 92.3, taking a look at health, business, and science notes today. MGM says they're losing between $4.2 and $8.4 million per day due to the ongoing cyber attack. Last week, a Russian group claimed responsibility, and it's been going on now for more than a week.
Also, home builder sentiment is down as mortgage rates remain high. So Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell 5 points in September as rates remain above 7%. It's also the first time in 5 months that the level dropped below 50 on the index.
Amazon announcing a second Prime Day. Prime Big Deal Days will take place October 10th and 11th. The event will feature deals on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment.
Also, Google's antitrust trial is entering its second week in Washington. So the Justice Department is accusing the tech giant of spending billions of dollars behind the scenes to secure agreements with mobile carriers, smartphone makers, and browser operators to become a default search engine. So prosecutors say that Google has more than 90% of the search market.
Yeah, 90% even seems low because I just don't know what else other people, what other engines there are that people search on other than Google. Finally, today is National Cheeseburger Day, and here are some of the deals going on today. So McDonald's, through their app only, has double cheeseburgers for 50 cents today. At Burger King, reward members get a free cheeseburger with any purchase today. Wednesday, though, they do have some deals for anybody. Tomorrow, a free Whopper Jr. Whoppers costing $3 on Wednesday. Junior Bacon Cheeseburgers are just a penny with any online purchase at Wendy's through Friday. And Dairy Queen offering free cheeseburgers today with any order of $1 or more. 5:45 now. Let's get a check of the roads before moving on to pop culture.
Well, our roads are looking good if you're going out to get your nightly cheeseburger. I-10, I-110, not showing any delays, as well as Davis Highway, 9th Avenue, all running smoothly. And we're looking good on the 3-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, and all those slowdowns on 98 have also cleared up. If you see anything else slowing you down this Monday afternoon, please give a call to the traffic line at 850-262-6111. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to continue to have some awesome weather here with sunny skies and a high of 88. Mostly clear skies tonight and a low of 67. It's 88 in Pensacola, 88 in Milton, and 87 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right. Thanks so much. By the way, just as I'm thinking about it here, within the last half hour, I did see reports that they have found debris from the F-35 that went down. Again, the pilot safety ejected, Marine Corps pilot, yesterday in South Carolina. So, but yeah, for a better part of almost a full day, the F-35 couldn't be found. But finally, just coming across reports of debris here within the last half hour there. Channel 3 or ABC News, so with David Muir led off with that. So, that update there. Pop culture news today. Hugh Jackman and Deborah Lee Furness divorcing after 27 years, saying, "Our journey now is shifting, and we have decided to separate to pursue our individual growth."
Also, the Emmy Awards are not going to be taking place tonight. So the 75th Annual Primetime Award Show has been postponed until January 15th because of the ongoing writer's strike and actor's strike. So this is the first time that the ceremony has been delayed since the terrorist attacks on September 11th in 2001.
Yeah, speaking on the writer's strike there, Drew Barrymore apparently doing an about-face on the return of her daytime talk show, writing on Instagram that her show, The Drew Barrymore Show, will not come back until the writer's strike ends, saying she listened to everyone and apologized to anybody she may have hurt.
Also, the displaced Maui wildfire survivors could start seeing money from Oprah Winfrey and Dwayne The Rock Johnson's People Fund Maui. So Johnson says that people who have signed up should start getting $1,200 worth of monthly payments this week, and more than 2,000 people have been approved for the fund so far. The deadline to apply is on Friday.
Looking at some wacky and weird headlines today. So every year, Nationwide Pet Insurance does something called the Hambone Award for the most unique injury claim. It was named after a dog that once got into a fridge, ate an entire holiday ham, and then got hypothermia. Well, they just named their finalists for 2023, and you can vote on your favorite. Here are four of the finalists. Grayson Hayes, a Labrador Retriever, took an unexpected jump off of a 36-foot high bridge, landed on a concrete embankment, and somehow survived. Giles, a cat from New York City, got smushed in a sofa when visitors closed the folding couch with him underneath. Miko, a cat from New Orleans, got bitten near the eye during a fight with doves. Josie, a mixed breed pup, lost four teeth and got a broken jaw while aggressively chasing a ball during a game of fetch. She apparently collided into a pair of cast iron stadium seats, which used to be in the famous Candlestick Park. Ugh. So, have any one that stands out to you that you would vote for?
Probably I would have to go with, probably the cat that got smushed into the sofa.
Yeah.
But they all sound painful and bad.
For
and
sure.
Kind of gross.
None of them quite measuring up to ham bone. Because, yeah. I mean, getting an entire holiday ham after being stuck in the fridge and getting hypothermia from that, that's pretty
good. Yeah, no, that definitely is a reason to have an award named after you. Also, weird one coming out of Birmingham. A high school band director near Birmingham ended up getting tased by the police after he refused to shut down the band after the football game. So it happened last Thursday night after the school's team won. Both Jimmy Mims' band and the other school's band were playing long after the game ended. So eventually, police asked the directors to stop so everyone could go home. The other band did, but for some reason, Johnny told his kids, "Don't stop playing." The police decided to arrest him for disorderly conduct, and he allegedly resisted and shoved one of them and then eventually got tased. So,
yeah, I heard about this. Pretty interesting there. I mean, I understand that, you know, a lot of people show up at a high school football game to hear the bands, but, you know, kind of has that feel of like if you've ever seen the movie Miracle where you know, the coach is just having his players run laps and, yeah, you know, that everybody wants to go home and the guy wants to lock the rink up. So similar type of situation here. But yeah, ending up getting tased for resisting arrest. Not a good look there for the high school band teacher. 5:50, we'll take our final break. Coming back here, a pretty curious case of a European airline that left without any checked baggage. Yeah, we've heard about that before, but this one just a little bit different. We'll tell you why coming back. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the program, we talked extensively about former President Trump's first network interview with the new host of Meet the Press, Kristen Welker. You can listen to my coverage of that at the beginning of the 5, 6, and 7 o'clock hours on the podcast. And then at the 5:35 and at the 7:35 time slots, we talked about the decision by City Council in Milton to go ahead and pursue the hiring of Scott Collins, the once and again future city manager, and all the drama around that. And you can always find the entire show on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director, Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
On News Radio 92.3, it is Joe and Gracie for Pensacola Right Now. Hope you are enjoying the start to your week. Beautiful week we're having here in our area, and that's going to continue. We'll get more on exactly what's going on with the weather with Alan Strom in just a bit, but first, a look at the roads. I-10 and I-110 not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. And if you do see something slowing you down on the roads, please give a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather, we're going to get an update from Alan Strom on WEAR.
Beautiful weather will hold in place. In fact, overnight, most areas will see low temperatures down in the 60s. All clear in the skies and sunny again on Tuesday with no chance for rain. Tuesday's highs will be in the upper 80s. A little bit later on in the week, we'll have a slight chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. It's Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
All right, so we told you about this European airline here with an absolute disaster class on customer service and what not to do here in this instance. A Swiss International airline flight took off last weekend without any checked baggage on board. Now, of course, that happens, I wouldn't say all the time, but it's not infrequent. And it was intentional, though, so there's one thing. So apparently there wasn't any ground workers available to handle the baggage, so after about an hour delay, the airline just decided to let the plane go on to Spain without any luggage so they could keep their schedule. Now, what makes this just an awful thing here is that nobody told the passengers about it until after they had already waited 2 hours at baggage claim. Which is when they say, by the way,
they're not here.
We just took off and you'll get your luggage tomorrow. Now, I think most people are generally going to be okay with, you know, if the captain comes on at the beginning of the flight and says, hey, here's the deal. We have nobody on the ground, so to keep schedule, we're going to go to Spain. Your luggage will be on a flight tomorrow. We will communicate with you when it arrives, but plan on being without your checked bags for about 24 hours. I think most people are going to be okay with that. They say, okay, you know what? Look, there's probably a little mini mart around the corner from my hotel or Airbnb. I can get a couple of things and, you know, be fine. But you got to tell people that.
Yeah.
You can't wait until 2 hours after they've been waiting at their baggage claim before they say, oh, by the way, we don't have your bags. We did that intentionally. So, yeah, not a great move there from Swiss International Airlines. Gracie, anything going on in good news today?
Yes, we actually have some really great good news. So a 18-year-old from Germany tripped over while trying to catch a bus. He ended up getting pinned underneath one of the wheels. 40 people came together, including passengers and those nearby, teamed up to lift the right side of the bus high enough to get him free. He did end up having a broken arm, but otherwise was okay. So pretty awesome there.
Yeah. Also, a guy in Maryland tried to buy a specific type of lottery ticket called Cash for Life. The cashier was new and accidentally sold him a multi-match ticket, but the guy took it in stride, said, it's okay, I understand. And it ended up hitting for a $580,000 jackpot. He plans to pay off a college loan for one of his children, takes care of bills, and then also start a new family-run healthcare business with his winnings. So pretty cool story there for a guy in Maryland. 5:59 here. We're on a 12-minute break. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up, and we're back with another full rundown of everything happening in your world today, September 18th, 2023. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3.